And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere and get to hear from you, our listeners. Lee Hill, our digital media guy, is here with me as usual. Hey, Lee, what's up?
Hey, Michelle. Well, we've been reporting on the troubles of Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger. Now, the NFL star was accused of sexually assaulting a Georgia college student back in March. He was never charged in that case, but did get what was originally a 6-game suspension for his bad boy behavior. Now, since then, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has cut him some slack and reduced his time off the field to only 4 games, but Michelle, looks like his Pittsburgh teammates voted him out as team captain. Roethlisberger had held the post for the past 2 seasons.
Also, Lee, back in March, Tell Me More caught up with legendary choreographer Bill T. Jones about his work on the Broadway musical Fela. This week, Jones was named a recipient of the prestigious Kennedy Center Honors. He will be in good company. Media mogul Oprah Winfrey and music legends Paul McCartney and Merle Haggard are also being honored. Do you think we brought him good luck?
Maybe.
And Lee, I'm sure many people remember the name Stephen Slater. He's the New York flight attendant who, fed up with his job apparently, inflated the emergency slide and went bye-bye, not, however, before grabbing a couple of beers from the carts.
Well, now, Michelle, Stephen Slater is known as unemployed. He was recently let go by carrier JetBlue and is undergoing psychological evaluation. And he has been charged with reckless endangerment, criminal mischief, and criminal trespass.
But on a happier employment note, Lee, many people, I hope, remember Tell Me More listener Bobby Briniger. We've been following her and her quest to find a job at the age of 55 amid the recession. Occasionally, we've been checking in with her to see how her search was going. Here she is back in December.
Well, I found part-time work at the Kennedy Center, which has been wonderful, but no appropriate full-time opportunities yet.
Lee, I am very happy to report that Bobby reached out to me this week with very good news. She has landed a full-time job. She is the new executive director of The Voice of Midlife and Older Women, a women's advocacy organization based here in D.C. It's called OWL. And if I may be the first to say, you go, girl.
And that is very good news. And Michelle, we also have a few web features for listeners to check out. Yesterday, you spoke to designer Carmen Wu about her fashion philosophy. Listeners can go to our blog and read a post by Tell Me More producer Amy Ta, which explains even more of Carmen Wu's fashion sense. There you can also find one of Carmen's fashion sketches.
And Lee, a quick look ahead. All through September, we will be talking about education. What's outstanding, what's not working, and what's incomplete in the quest to offer children from all backgrounds the best education possible. We are also serving up interviews with some of today's big thinkers and dreamers. We are inviting listeners to participate in the conversation. Please tell us more about what you think are the pressing education issues of the day. Thanks, Lee.
Thank you, Michelle.
And remember, with Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. You can call our comment line at 202-842-3522. Please remember to leave your name. You can also log on to our website. Go to npr.org, click on Programs, then on Tell Me More, and blog it out.